Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Oh, Rick, we're going to talk about something today that I am so notoriously bad at that it makes me embarrassed. But at the same time, I know I'm not alone. I know it's important to improve upon, and I know everybody who has a pet needs to get better at it, and it's called preparation. And how do we go about preparing for situations before they happen instead of after they happen? You know anything about that, Mr. Preuss?
Well, I must say I'm right there in the same boat as you, so let's start shoveling out water.
Yeah, absolutely. This boat is unfortunately, it's definitely tipping, and we need to do something about it. But while we joke about it, it's really not a laughing matter. Because when you think about it, most people love the benefits of pets. I mean, they do. They're sure. They're companions. They're your best friends. They make you healthier in terms of your own blood pressure. But God forbid something awful happens to them and an emergency comes up. And how prepared are you to handle it? And there's a number of things that if you just did a little bit of preparation, it would make those situations go a lot better.
Yeah, our first guest, it's all about insurance. And that concept, I don't think, is a flattering topic to some people. I mean, I don't like talking about insurance. Once a year, my insurance guy comes in, and it's like, okay, we've got to go through this again for the possibility that something might happen.
Right.
The reality is those possibilities happen and happen too frequently.
Well, they do. According to the statistics, I've seen 92% of pets are going to have an emergency situation pop up during their life. I mean, you can hope that you're in that 8%, but if you're a betting man, I don't think that's a very good bet in order to take. Whereas, frankly, if you think about pet insurance, it's not as much money as most people would think, and it really can provide you with a lot of peace of mind.
Yeah, we've had Wendy, who's at our store, does all the inventory control, and it happens to be our dog expert. And I was just talking to her yesterday because she asked, what's the show about? And she's going through some elderly conditions with her dogs, and the bills keep piling up. And she said, bottom line is, this next dog, I'm getting insurance.
Right.
You know? And I think that more people are going to come to that conclusion. I'm thinking about Steve, who's been on the show before, has a cat that has had, you know, eye surgery after eye surgery. And wow, you know, those are surprising specialty care type scenarios that, you know, you think you're going to get a kind of like a $200 or $300 bill, and here it is, it's, you know, $1,000, $2,000, and you've got to figure out whether you want to make the decision to save that sight on that cat.
Right. Well, and even if you think about it, some of the exotic birds that you guys sell over at Preuss,
sure.
It is possible to get insurance on them. And frankly, when you're going to invest as much money as you are into your companion animal, it's not a lot more money in order to insure that pet so that, God forbid, when something happens, they are prepared, and it can make a difference. The other aspect of preparation we're going to talk about this week is emergency care, because when that incident happens, where do you go? Because I don't know about what happens in the Preuss household, but I can tell you in the Cohen household, every time there's an electrical or a plumbing problem, it's always going to be when the plumbers and the electricians are not doing regular business. It's going to be on overtime.
Well, and you're away. I mean, it depends on what relationship you have with your dog, but most of us work.
Right.
When we come home is when we're going to find those particular problems. Maybe they've been going on for a few hours or maybe not. And the most activity you have around your dog when it might actually get injured or whatnot is going to be not while they're laying around the house all day, but
Well,
you know,
and that's
when they're jumping.
Right. And that's where Dr. Williamson from the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center will be able to give us great insight. So that's what we've got in store for this week. We've got pet insurance and emergency care preparation. Oh, my goodness. Do you believe it's coming out of my mouth? But it is. So that's where we're going to go this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS at 1320WILS.com.
Like us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/MMPets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts. Yeah, walk right through me.